Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John here, and right now we're very happy to be joined by the president and CEO of American Century Investments, Jonathan Thomas, live from Lake Tahoe, of course, the site of one of my favorite events of the year, and I'm so sad that I'm not there at the American Century Championship this year. Jonathan, good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic, and honestly, we miss having you out here as well. It's a little different this year, but as always, it's beautiful. The weather's perfect, and we got an amazing field of celebrities.
And you mentioned the tournament obviously is going to be different this year with the pandemic going on, but it's important that it's happening, and it's going to be great. Look, we're starving for sporting events to watch on TV. And so I would imagine a whole bunch of people are going to be watching this this weekend. And it is significant that the tournament is going on. And so tell me a little bit about that. The decision, was there any doubt that this was going to happen? And tell me maybe a little bit about how differently it looks and what are some of the changes?
Yeah, so, I mean, you've been here. You know what it's normally like. So we've got a robust field of amazing celebrities as always, though even that we trim back. Normally we're somewhere in the low 90 region. This year we're in low 70s, and that's all just part of a massive effort in every way to kind of reduce the density out here. You know, we knew from the beginning we were not going to be able to do what we normally do, have 60,000 plus fans and massive amounts of media and everything else going on out here. That just wasn't a realistic possibility. So we really ended up choosing between a skinnied down version that's designed to respect and protect the celebrities in a way that they know that we're grateful that they've come, but also that we're taking, very serious measures to protect their health and safety. So it was either that or just do reruns, or as they call it in the business, encore performances. And to your previous point, Stephen, people are starving for competitive sports. And honestly, a significant portion of this field I've gotten to know over the last 10 or 15 years, they were texting and calling me and told me the most common message was, Jonathan, I need to get out and I need to compete. These are intensely competitive people. So I think between our viewers, which we heard from, the charities which we support, and the celebrities themselves, it felt like the right thing to do was to just go out with a socially distant and highly protective tournament. So that's how we ended up in this new format this year. Hopefully this will be a one and only event.
And Jonathan, you mentioned the charity component. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, you know, American Century at its core is tremendously grounded in supporting philanthropic efforts. Part of our unique ownership structure causes us to each and every year drive more than 40% of our own profits to fund medical research, to find cures for cancer and other gene-based diseases. And then on top of that, we use this tournament as a platform to drive millions of dollars over the years to a variety of different charities. It's been the Stowers Institute in Kansas City. It's been a lot of Wounded Warriors in the past. This year, though, we're really focused on three charities. We're gonna support the local Tahoe charities, as we always have, and that was a big driver for us to come back. We have a COVID relief fund, which obviously I don't need to say anything more about that. And then there's a very highly regarded nonprofit organization called the Equal Justice Initiative. It's really focused on mass incarceration and excessive punishment of the most vulnerable people in our society. And all of the players this year have agreed not to accept any winnings from the tournament's purse, and all of the proceeds of the tournament this year will go to those three charities. The only exception to that is we're still, of course, doing our hole-in-one contest for $1 million on hole 17, and the half of that will go to charity. But the player, someone's fortunate enough to do that, and based on the skill out here that I've seen, there probably will be somebody that does. They'll keep half of it themselves.
And I did want to mention that playitacc.com, you can see the new television commercial that will be airing during the championship this weekend, social media contest information, and Twitter and Instagram feeds showcasing posts with the hashtags playitacc and contest, and also some more information and links to the official tournament charities, including the Equal Justice Initiative that you talked about, if people want more information. And that's playitacc.com, so that could be a little bit more interactive for the fans that are unable to come out there.
Yeah, actually, that whole, you know, you think of all the science that typically goes into things, that whole concept was spawned by Steph Curry, who during his own personal lockdown did a trick shot in his house. He posted it on social media. Somebody on the American Century team saw it, and we thought, let's turn that into our campaign this year, and let's make it a way to engage the millions of people that will be watching the tournament and allow them to compete for an all-expense-paid trip out to Lake Tahoe next year. So we talked to Steph. He was very gracious. He said, yeah, go ahead and run it. He believes in American Century. He believes in the tournament and the charities we're supporting. So he gave us that clip to run on our platform. We built a whole campaign around it. And that's exactly right. People can create their own trick shots, post them to those hashtags, and end up with the ability to have an all-expense-paid trip here next year.
Well, that's awesome. We are speaking right now with Jonathan Thomas, the president and CEO of American Century Investments, about the American Century Championship that will be airing this weekend. And look, one of the coolest things about the event, and you know, having been out there several times, is the interaction that won't be there this year between the fans and the athletes, whether it's, you know, people out there watching out on the water on a, you know, in a boat, or all the fans that make the pilgrimage there to get a chance to take pictures or get autographs from athletes they normally wouldn't have access to. And that's what's really one of the most I think fun things about the event. What's the players' reaction been to not having fans this year, because that is going to make it quite a bit different?
Well, you know, it runs the gamut, Stephen, to tell you the truth. I just, as we've been sitting here having this conversation, Larry the Cable Guy just walked by. And, of course, you know, he's a fan favorite. And he, you know, the energy exchange between him and the fans is tremendous. And then on the other end of the extreme, you got guys like Pat Mahomes, Patrick Mahomes, who's never been out here before. And, you know, I had an opportunity to spend a lot of time with him yesterday and was talking to him. And I'm not so sure he would have come if, you know, that we had the fans here the first year. So it's a great way for our 12 new players this year to get introduced to the celebrities and the fields and the people they've always admired in the sports world and entertainment. And then I'm, as I sit here right now, also I'm looking at Larry Fitzgerald and Tony Romo and other guys, and you know, they're definitely going to miss it. I talked to a couple of folks yesterday that said they really like the energy. They talk about how even if they go back to their sports when this pandemic is eventually over or sports open up, they hope that they'll play like they do in the UK, cheering and sounds of the fans, because they receive energy and adrenaline from that. So I think it helped a dozen or so new guys come out this year, but I think these are adrenaline junkies, the most of them, and competitive junkies, and they thrive on that audience watching and competing in front of them.
And again, you can watch it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday on NBC Sports Network starting at 4 o'clock Central, and then Saturday and Sunday afternoon on NBC, the American Century Championship. All right, before we let you go, Jonathan, you mentioned Patrick Mahomes there as a first-time participant. Another first-time participant, everyone knows I'm a huge fight fan. My favorite fighter in the world is Canelo Alvarez. I've driven to Dallas to see him fight. I love him, and I'll be honest with you. I get it. It's out of anyone's control, but I was so disappointed when I saw my two favorite athletes, Mahomes and Canelo Alvarez, going to be out there. And so hopefully Canelo gets another invite and he comes back next year. But have you had a chance to be around Canelo at all? Because, I might walk to Lake Tahoe next year if he's going to be out there.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, I did. I had an opportunity to spend a little bit of time with him last night as well. And, you know, my image of him is completely formed through television. And, you know, words like grounded and kind and thoughtful aren't the sort of words that immediately came to mind from my distant viewing of him. But getting up close to him, he's really a high-quality person with tremendous character, very thoughtful, very engaging. And, Stephen, if you're really a huge fan of him, I'll get your number, and I'll see if I can have him give you a call or shoot you a video later today to say hello, so that next year you guys have a pre-existing relationship when you come out here to do this again for us.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, you don't hang up that phone after this interview, because I'm going to give you my phone number just in case that happens, Jonathan, and you would
that'll be
number one on my A-list if that happened. I can tell you that.
Okay, good. I look forward to that.
and hey, one final thing is you were known in my family as the man at one time when we were together one time, you gave me a business card that said, "Stop talking." And yeah. Since then, my wife has taken that from me and she gives that to me every now and again when I'm talking too much. So you have impacted our family and, she wants to know where she can get more of those cards, by the way. And I don't know how I should take that, Jonathan.
Well, you know, the truth of it is I've carried those around for over a decade and I've only given them out to very few people. And until this very moment, it was actually a very private thing. I did it only with people I trusted and really enjoyed being with. So, now that this cat's out of the bag, so I owe you two things. I happen to have a big stash of them at home as well, and my wife also carries them around in her pocketbook. So I'll send some of those to you along with making sure Canelo gives a call today.
Jonathan, thank you so much for the time. Can't wait to watch the American Century Championship over the weekend, and have a great time out there. We appreciate it.
Great. We love you, your show, your network, and the entire administrative team out there. It's a bunch of champions, though. So always a pleasure to work with you guys.
That's Jonathan Thomas back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.